Okay. Hold on, 1 week until Purim. Ah, oh, what a givat. So today was a very big day on the Jewish calendar. Today was Zayin Adar, which is the Yurtzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, like you said. Yurtzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu. So in Maisa, a lot of the Inyan of what Purim represents is that when Haman cast the lots, the Goral and it landed on Adar, why was he happy? So I know the reason he was happy, he says, oh, this is the Chodesh that Moshe Rabbeinu died. So he said, look, this is a bad month for Klal Yisrael. Because he saw that, what? That this is when Moshe Rabbeinu died. That's what I'm saying. He didn't know that Moshe Rabbeinu was also born on Zayin Adar. Right? He fulfilled his whole life. And we know that in Panemius at least, right? A Hilula Vatan, it's a very big day. It's a Hilula. It's a tremendous thing. What happens in Shemayim, not to get into now, but it's a Simcha for Klal Yisrael. And so it's one of the Nyanim of Vinahapachu is that you have to take the Vinahapachu. What was the Simcha, right? Purim's all about Simcha. See, Haman had a big Simcha. What was his Simcha? That Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Rabbeinu's Yurtzeit. It was death. So the Vinahapachu is that the Simcha is that you missed the whole point. That Dafka, we have Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's the biggest Schus for us. You see a lot to do Stam with Purim itself. There's a lot to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. For example, in the Sfiros, we have Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchus. So Sfir of Netzach corresponds to Moshe Rabbeinu. He's shaykh of the Indian Netzach. For example, like the Gemara Sota says that anything that Moshe Rabbeinu built or he touched is Nitzchius, lasts forever. Right? That's why Sfarim say, it's also from Shimshon Pinkus, says one of the reasons Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go into Eretz Yisrael is because if he would have went into Eretz Yisrael, he would have went and built the Beis Hamikdash right away. And if he would have built the Beis Hamikdash, it can't be destroyed. So instead, Hashem would have had to destroy Klal Yisrael. Right? Because anything Moshe Rabbeinu does is Nitzchius. Right, and the whole Inyan of Purim is we say Shoshan Yaakov, right? Chua Sama Isa, La Netzach. Purim's a day of Netzach. That's why it's very shaykh to Moshe Rabbeinu. And we know Moshe Rabbeinu himself is our Rebbe. He's Mamash our Rebbe. Like Rabbi Nachman says in the Kutim Ran, that Moshe Rabbeinu is Gematria Torah, or Gematria Taryag, that he's Kola, the whole Torah for us. Like he's Mamash our Rebbe. So, that's just the Hagdama to Moshe Rabbeinu, what a schus to have a tzaddik like this, that the Mamash our Raya Mehemna. Like the Zohar Kadosh says, called the Raya Mehemna, the faithful leader. So, Chevra, let's learn a medrash over here. It's a medrash in Esther Rabbah, and also Abba Gurion. So, it's in Perek Dal, Pasuk Aleph. It says, U'mordechai yada es kol asher na'asa. It says, and Mordechai knew all that occurred, right? That Haman and Achashverosh just made a plan that they're going to destroy all Klal Yisrael. Vayikra, Mordechai es begadav, he tore his clothing. Vayilbash sak v'efer, right? He wore, sak and efer. Right, for ashes, right? Sackcloth, right? Vayetzi b'sochair, and he went into the middle of the city. Vayizak ze'aka gedola mara, a very bitter and loud cry. So listen to what the question is, Mordechai yada, what did he know? And how did he know? So this is what the Medrash says. Mordechai yada is kol asher nasa. V'chi Mordechai levado yada? V'alo kulam hayyodim, right? The pasuk before this says what? Vayir shusha nevocha, that everyone knew. So what does it mean that Mordechai only knew and no one else knew? Ella Shabbosa Shah at that moment, Shenigzra Gzerim Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Gzerah was passed before Hashem and onto us. Ratz Eliyahu HaNavi Zachur Latov Bevehala Eitzel Avas Olam. Eliyahu HaNavi ran Bevehala means like when a person's like Mamish Mibabel, right? Like you have like 5 seconds before Shabbos starts and you have to get to the place over there, you know? Eliyahu HaNavi ran like a madman. And he came to the Avos, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Eitzel Moshe ben Amram, and also came to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'amar lehem, he said to them, Ad Masai Avos Olam Redumim Bishina. At how long are you guys going to be sleeping? Ve'iyatem Ashgichim Al Hatzar Shebeneichem Shriimba, and not look down on Klal Yisrael, the Tzar, and the pain that we're in. Ki Malachei Hasharetz V'Chama Ulvana Yikochav Mazalas, that all the Malachim, the sun, the moon, the stars, the Shemayim V'aretz, V'chotz V'Hamaron Bochim. Everything, all the worlds are sad in a state of crying. And you guys stand here and don't do anything? Amru lo, ha'avos u'Moshe Rabbeinu, the avos and Moshe respond to Eliyahu Navi. Mipnei ma b'chi agdol hazos. Why is there such a big crying? What's going on? Amru lehem, mipnei she'nanu Yisrael misudashol sha'achashverosh. Because they were nanef from the Suda of Achashverosh, right? They took part in the Suda of Achashverosh. Uva'avur zos, because this, nigzera alehem gezera l'chalosam in olam, ula abide zichram. Because of this, how bad this was, there's a gezera past them, that what? That they have to be destroyed from the world. No more Jews. Chas v'shalom. Amru lo, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, im heim avru al das kadosh baruch hu, if they sinned and they didn't follow the way of Hashem, v'nischat magzirasam, and the gzeira was stamped, ma'anu yichol masos. What can we do? We don't have any shot. It's passed away. What can we do? It's not like if they were right, fine, but they messed up. Chazer Eliyahu v'amar lo Moshe. Eliyahu Navi turned to Moshe Rabbeinu and said to him, Ero Ne'eman, you, the faithful leader, Kama pa'ami mamata al peretz Yisrael. How many times did you stand strong to save Klal Yisrael? Ligdor es hakas sheparts v'em, right? To save them from all the anger that Hashem had on them. U'bitalta es gzeirasam, levilti yashchis osam, right? To mevatal the gzeira that Hashem wanted to destroy them. And Moshe Rabbeinu, you stood strong, right? Ma ta'ane al atzar zos. So what are you going to do about this? Nu, why can't you step up and save them now? Amr lo Moshe Rabbeinu Eliyahu Navi klum. Ha'im yesh adam kasher ba'osva dor she'agen al dorof ispalem. He asked Eliyahu, is there a person down there in this door that's strong enough and big enough a tzaddik to guard them? That's someone that's a faithful leader? Amr lo yesh, there is. Ushmo Mordechai, and his name is Mordechai. Amar lo, lech behodio. Go and inform him that in Shemayim there's a gzera pass that Jews are supposed to be killed right now. Kidei sheyamor hu misham betfila, that he's going to stand there and daven down there. Va'ani mikan, I'm going to be here. Unevakish rachim aleim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, and I'm going to daven up here to mevatel the gzera, and Mordechai is going to be down there, and we're going to work. Elyonim and tachtonim are going to be connected, right? That I'm going to work up here, and Mordechai is going to be the tzaddik down there. Amr lo Eliyahu Navi Moshe Rabbeinu. Let me hear everyone say Moshe Rabbeinu.
Moshe Rabbeinu.
Moshe Rabbeinu.
Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yamo? Can we get a Moshe Rabbeinu? Come on. The coming firm, the coming firm. The coming under. Ah, come on. Come on, please. Yeah, we got it. Amr lo Eliyahu Navi Moshe Rabbeinu. Eliyahu Navi said to Moshe, Rabbeinu, Ro Ne'eman, faithful leader. Kivar nichtava igeres klai al Yisrael. He says the only issue is there was already a note, right? A signature written that what? That they're going to be destroyed. Ukvar la'achar chitum gzardin. Sheshar tefila nu'ulim b'faneh. That the shar tefila are closed already. It's already signed and stamped. Vilachin basi elecha shtamor b'peretz v'tikres gzardinam. That just as you saved them after the Chere Egel, so too I'm begging you, Moshe Rabbeinu, be Moshe Nefesh now to save Klai Yisrael too. Amar lo Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Im betit hi chasuma tfilasi nishmas. It says, if with plaster, right, with tit, with plaster, it was signed, then I have a shot. Vim bedam, but if it was signed with blood, nechtama mashaya hu, I can't do anything about it, it's done. Amr lo Eliyahu Navi betit hu chasuma. It's with tit. It's with plaster. Amr lo Moshe Rabbeinu lech vahodia lemordechai. Have our hands in. We got it. We have a shot. Right? Lech vahodia lemordechai. Go and tell Mordechai shenechtam ha'gzera kadesh yispalem. Right? That the gzera was nechtam, and now I'm going to daven for them, and that they should daven also. Miyad halach vahodia lemordechai. He went and informed Mordechai right away. Hadu said, that's what it says. There was Nemar, U Mordechai yada es kolasher nasa v'yikra Mordechai sugadav. That's what it means when it says that Mordechai knew and he went and tore his clothing. Vad achshav lo hayadeh, what until now he didn't know? Ella delo haya misyare. He wasn't afraid. Because he said, okay, it's just down here, there's a gzera, but there's nothing above. Ashebal yalvo dia mash iskim elamala. But until the Yalanov, he told him that this isn't just a war below, there's a war above too. And that Mordechai Hatzalik knew everything that occurred. Shodio Eliyahu Navi, that Eliyahu Navi was the one who came and told him. Shekadosh Baruch Hu hiskim l'gzera zo v'chas malea. That Hashem, chevra, that Hashem was maskim to this gzera to destroy Klal Yisrael. There's so much. There's that mamish a loaded medrash. But you see how scary Purim is. How scary. Like, we know it's such an unbelievable simcha for us, but during that time, it wasn't just that it was Haman. It was in Shemayim, Hashem agreed to it. However, we were mamish at a sakanas nefashos, mamish. And it was Mordechai and Moshe Rabbeinu that came together to save us. But realize that what? It was very scary. Happens to be that who's the enemy of Purim?
Haman.
So Haman's name is Haman ben Hamadasa Ha'agagi. Yeah, so Haman ben Hamadasa Ha'agagi is matcha 619. Right? So, for example, I'll give you like this. Sometimes when you have a gematria, that it's two opposites. One is mevatel the other. For example, Sarim say, like the Zera Kedem says, that Mashiach, Gematria 358, Gematria exactly Nachash. Why? Because the Mashiach is mevatel the Nachash. For example, we have by Purim, right? It says, Adlo Yada, bin Arur Haman, LeBaruch Mordechai. Arur Haman is Gematria 502, Baruch Mordechai is 502. You know what? When there's Baruch Mordechai, he's mevatel Haman. So too here, you have Haman ben Hamdas Agag, he's Gematria 619. So who comes to mevatel him? Moshe plus Mordechai is Gematria exactly 619. Right? That them two together, they come together also, and they're mevatel Haman. I think I thought of that last year. I don't know if I saw that anywhere last year. I think I thought of that. But if I did hear that from someone, then I have to give them credit. But we see that Reb Mamish had a terrible, terrible, terrible risk. So the question is that, what do we do? What do we do at a time when things are very scary on us and things are tough? So one of the niyam that we do is that we know we always have an option. You know what that option is called? Like it says in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, Dabar Acher, when it says Vahayat Soik, when it says Vayizak Z'aka Gidolo Mara, right, that he gave a big scream. You know what Mordechai said? Ribon Ha'olamin. Lo nishbati la'avosai la'harbo zaram kochle yashmaim. Did you not swear to all the avos that what? You're going to be marbe, their children, like the sand and like the stars? V'achshav nasata osam kitzon tivcha, and now you gave them like sheep going to be slaughtered? Shem l'shon yivayizach zaki do l'mara v'orsh orer z'chus avos. So the Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar says the what? That you know what Mordechai was doing? He was being me'orer z'chus avos. Like it says in Mitzrayim, v'yizaku v'tal shavasam. And then it says right after that, v'yizkor elokim es priso, es avram, es yitzchak, v'es yaakov. That you know what Mordechai was doing? He realized that, you know what happens when we have no other options, when everything looks bad? You know what a Jew does? It's called z'chus avos. Right, v'izach zach kedola to m'or the s'chus avos to save us. See, Moshe Rabbeinu was helping us out, and Mordechai was also being m'ored. Hashem, just as you swore you would help Klal Yisrael b'schus avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, so too now you have to help us out. If you look, another example of this is in Esther, Perek Dalet Pasuk Beis. Pasuk says, "Vayevo ad lifnei shar hamelech ki ein lavo la shar hamelech l'vush sak." So it says in the Yosef Lekach. Vayavo ad lifnei shar melech, kidei sheyagia hadavar l'Esther. So let her get to Esther. Bal hashmienu sh'af shematras b'yasa v'yisa l'hodi el Esther. Even though the whole point of him coming, right, he couldn't go all the way in because he was wearing sackcloth. You can't come before the king like that. So what's the point of him going? Why wouldn't he just go up to Esther, no? Vayadash in lavo b'lifur sak, but he knew it couldn't get to Esther. Lo ratz l'hatin ashtabluso ayidei b'nei adam. You know why? Because he didn't want his ashtablus to be through Esther. He wants to say that I'm going all the way to Esther. Rather, the Hainu, I de Esther. Leshtadluso b'tfila l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because his ikr was what? Wearing sackcloth represented that he was davening. It was tfila. You know why he chose tfila? Why did he choose tfila? V'lachein tafas umanos avosel v'lovar sak efer. That he chose what? S'chus avos again. To ma'orer the way that the avos did it. That what? When you're going through a hard time, that's what Mordechai was ma'orer. And one more proof of this, it's also in Esther Rabbah. It says like this, that he wore sack and efer, right? Vayasim sack al bisaro, Yoram bino vayara amine sack al bisaro, v'chein kan etzel Mordechai. So to by Mordechai, Pasuk says vayilbash sack v'efer. So what is sack and efer? Why do you wear sack and efer? Sack lo orer es chus Yaakov, because when Yaakov wore sack, v'efer lo orer es chuso shel Avram Vinu. Shneimar, what does it say about Avram Vinu? Vanochi afar v'efer. So we see left and right. What was Mordechai doing? How did he know how to beat our enemies? How did he know how to pass Gzeir? You know what he did? He tapped into S'chus Avos. A Jew always has to know, you always have the Avos are always helping us out. Moshe Rabbeinu is always helping us out, no matter what. You could be order them in some way. That's why we daven every day. And we say Hashem should answer Tfilos. What do we say that we say that? Translate into Hebrew. Hashem, you should answer, you should hear our Tfilos.
Should I have Tfilos?
Oh, very good. Shema Kolenu Hashem Elokeinu. We daven every day. Shema Kolenu Hashem. Hashem, hear our tefillah, right? Shema Kolenu Hashem is Gematria 638. Is Gematria exactly Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Is the whole thing of tefillah is what? Being Or S'chus Avos. How do we start Shema Nesrei? Elokeinu 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 Avraham Elokeinu Yitzchak Elokeinu Yaakov. Every single time. Right, if you look down halacha, it's brought down when you say Ma Tovu Olecha Yaakov Mishkinu Sech Yisrael. Vani Barov Chastra Babisecha. Eshtachva, right? So it's brought down from the Arizal, from different Sfarim, that what? You're supposed to be mechadin yourself when you say Ma Tovu. One is B'schus Avram, B'schus Yitzhak, B'schus Yaakov. Then you come into base Medrash. Why? Because so much of our tefillah, the way our tefillah works is that what? We daven B'schus to Avos. And the Avos know how to help our tefillahs to get to where it needs to go to. And a Jew has to know, when we're davening down here, the Avos HaKadoshim and Moshe Rabbeinu, he's been Ma'or above for us also. And this is exactly what Mordechai was doing. He was Mekash himself to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's how we were able to overcome this Gezerah. Because this is how a Jew lives. But a Jew has to know also, is that sometimes in life, like I remember, I'll tell you, like when I was younger, before I started getting into Ruchnius and the Baruch Hashem, remember I was in Eretz Yisrael. Remember, I saw this guy who had like slick, like he's wearing very, very tight clothing, right? And like he was like an older man, and like slick back gelled hair. He's driving like a very fancy car, you know. And like the way he was talking, like you wouldn't think like he's like such a tzaddik of a guy, you know. And remember, he said, like someone told me, oh, did you know that he's like super close with Rabbi David Abuchatzera? He's like, he calls him like almost every week. Right? And then he told me also, he said also, oh, and this guy over there, he's super close with Rabbi Meir Zilberberg. Right? And I remember thinking in my mind, because I just knew these tzaddikim, I remember thinking in my mind, I was like, but they don't like follow the derech of, you know what I mean? Like it was very, it was like shocking to me, like, but if he's so close to them, then why isn't he living like a Torah lifestyle? Right? How is he so modern? And I realized that what? Because sometimes people think, like the Derech Hashem speaks about this. Right? The Ramchal speaks about this Derech Hashem. Right? He says that a person could get to Olam Haba by being connected to the Tzaddik. Right? Just if you have a connection to the Tzaddik, right? That could be your ticket into Olam Haba. But he said, imagine a person goes to a football game, yeah? And you got a ticket to the football game, but you know where you're sitting? You're sitting behind the pole. Right? Remember when I was much younger, I was not older than 5 years old, I went to Fenway Park. Right? Remember we sat behind like a pole, so I couldn't like see anything. Right, so imagine a person gets there and you're sitting behind the pole. So are you happy to be at the game?
Yeah.
You're happy to be at the game, but what? But it stinks. Why?
Can't see
anything. So he says that's what a person's going to be like in Olam Haba. You're going to get there, right? You'll get there, but you're going to be sitting behind that pole. It's not going to be a schmuck. You're not going to really have it. Why? Because you didn't work on it. And I think that's what it is also, is that sometimes Chus Avos isn't enough. Again, it's everything we have, of course. But you know what it is? Like I saw this a couple weeks ago when I was davening in the breast of Shtibel in Shar Chesed. So one of the Heiliger brothers over there, he said, you have to see this inside. And what it was Rabbi Nachman was talking about, they need to be miskasher to the tzaddik. He said, but if a person just thinks that I'm going to connect to the tzaddik, and that's it, just I have a connection to the tzaddik, and that's like the automatic button, and everything else is going to be great for me in life, he says, the tzaddik wants no part of you. He doesn't want you to be his Talmud. Why? Real tzaddikim, they want you to be Bali Avoda also. They want you to act on act on yourself too. So that's really what it's about. Remember, someone was telling me, like I know personally, just speaking to Rebbein, like they don't want just to be the tzaddik and everyone else is just a low person. They want their Talmidim to be growing also. Right? That's the biggest nachas for Rebbe. Like I saw this in Uman this year. When I was walking out to the Klois, there's printed out from Chaim Oran, right? A teaching from Rebbe Nachman. Rebbe Nachman said that the biggest nachas for him is when he sees his chassidim davening, doing mitzvahs and learning Torah. There's no greater nachas for him than that. When he sees that his talmidim are on the derech of Avodas Hashem. Right? That's the biggest thing. Is that the biggest nachas to your rebbein that you have is what? It's not that you're going to call them in 10 years, oh, I'm going to donate $100 right now. And if you're not from, it hurts them. Believe me, it hurts them. The biggest nachas is what? To see you guys growing. In Torah, in your Shemayim, in Tefillah, that's the biggest thing. How much more so for the Borei Olam also? The biggest nachas for the Borei Olam is that what? That we don't just say, you know what, I'm going to rely on them. No, we also have to do, we also have to have part in this. You have to know, like the Zohar says, Isarusa de la Tata, Misorer Isarusa de la Ela. He says, an awakening from below awakens above. That's the Iker. That what Hashem wants us to awaken. Like it says, Pischi li achusikala. Right? Pischi, Hashem says, Pischi li a little bit. Open for me a little bit, I'll give you everything. But what? But you have to open for me. You have to try. You have to try your best. So let's go back to the pasuk we quoted before. Dalet Aleph. So the question is, so the pasuk says, we said before, Vayibash sak ve'efer, Vayitzei besoch ha'ir. Right? He wore sak and efer, and he went and he let out a big scream. So listen to what it says. Listen to what it says in the Yismach Moshe and Shruma. Okay? Yada she'inatzu Yisrael. When it says that Vayeda Mordechai Yada, it says, you know what he knew? He knew that Klal Yisrael is going to be saved. So the question is, because it says in the Torah, Ksav zos zikaron b'sefer remez Megillas Esther. Fine, he knew there was going to be a Megillas Esther. So what's the obvious question? If Mordechai knew we were going to be saved and no one was going to kill us, then why did he make a whole big scene? Sak and Efer, Yizak Sak Gedola, why? You know why? Because there was a Tanai, there was a condition. Ach, Tanai lekachu, she'yasu tshuva yisaknu akol. That you have to do tshuva, to misakin what you did. If Klal Yisrael knew that we were going to be saved and we were going to be fine, harei lo yashuva, they wouldn't have done tshuva. Lekach kra begadim. That's why he tore us begadim. Sheyedu de betshuva taladavar. Because he knew that what? He knew that, yeah, we could be saved. But Hashem wants tshuva. Hashem doesn't just want to do favors for us. Like, imagine you have a kid, right? He has an awesome father. But the kid misbehaves all the time. But the father keeps giving and giving and giving. So does the father enjoy that? Not so much. Why? He just wishes that someone would do something good. So dear, Hashem was going to save us. But you know what makes it even better? When we deserve it. That's what makes it even better. Ode Shlomar, this is the Degel Yehuda, B'Shem Asfas Emes, Sheyida Shinatzu. He knew that we were going to be saved again. Shekarish Baruch Hu Madil HaTzadik Sheyisrael Yivashu. Hashem informed Mordechai that what? That we're going to be saved. V'afa Pichein HaTzadik Mamshich L'Ispal. Even so, he still davened. Kilu Eino Yodeh, as if he didn't know. V'chein Mordechai Yada. V'afa Pichein Karas Begadav. Even so, he did. Why? This is because we have to do actions also. We need to put in our best foot forward in our Vodas Hashem too. And that's how it works, Chevra. We have to know that, yes, it's all about Zechus Avos, of course. Shema Kalino Hashem, it's all Zechus Avos. But you have to daven. And you have to learn Torah. And you have to push yourself in Avodas Hashem. Because it's not just enough. And we have to know that for a Ben Aliyah, that what, that's something you do. Is that Ben Aliyah doesn't just rely on someone else to go get it done. Right? Imagine if you have a team, yeah? A guy on the basketball team. Says, you know what? Just let him play. Like, let him do all the stuff. Then what happens? Your team's going to lose. Why? Because you need all five players involved. Everyone has to be on the team. So if we just say, right, imagine who's the best player in basketball? The Cavs, yeah? LeBron. Imagine if the team just said, you know what? Let LeBron just like do the whole thing and we're going to be fine. They're not going to win. It's impossible. They're not going to win. Why? Because he can't just do it on his own. So too here. We have to realize, he probably could actually. Right? We have to realize here that what also? Of course we have Zechus Avos. But the greatest thing is when the whole team's playing together. That it's a team game. Right? So Chevra, that's what we have to mamash be mechazik in Purim. Is that you have to realize you have a shaitas to it. And Moshe Rabbeinu also. Moshe Rabbeinu, like Reb Nachman says the Kutim Aran, he says, my goal is to make every single one of my chassidim into a tzaddik. Not just that they all say, oh, the Rebbe. No, it's that they push themselves also. Right? The greatest nachas, I remember I heard Rav Weinberger one time, Moshe Weinberger, I was in the car with him, and someone called him about a Talmud of Rav Weinberger, and Rav Weinberger said, my biggest nachas as Rebbe is seeing my Talmidim go out, and that they're teaching. I don't want them just to be under my wing my whole life. I want them to find themselves also, mechazik other people. And that's the greatest nachas from our Rebbe. Who's our Rebbe, Chavra? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, right? He's called Rabbeinu. He's the first Rabbeinu. So that's Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the one who guides us. But the Iker Nachas to Moshe Rabbeinu is the what? That we're going on the Derech. So we have to mechazik ourselves. Chuvasam Hisla Netzach. Right? Netzach. The Inyan Moshe Rabbeinu. The Nitzin is the Moshe Rabbeinu. To know that what? Hashem's going to help us out. We know that. Hashem's going to push. And we're going to be successful. But the Iker is how much sweeter is it when you earn it? Right? Imagine you just like, you get like $1 billion in the mail. A person wins the lottery. Right? What happens to a person who wins the lottery? They go crazy a couple weeks later and they lose it all. Why? Because when you don't earn something, right? When you don't earn it, it's not a gishmak. So we have to put in our best foot forward. B'siyat Hashmai, B'zilch, B'mekabal, Deiz, Apurim, B'kedusha, B'tara, B'siyat Hashmai, L'kavod Shabbos,
Amen.
Kodesh.